Part 1. Topic 1. Techniques for documenting with proof or supporting evidence, and for problem solving. This ebook describes and explains 28 techniques for documenting with proof and/or supporting evidence, and for related strategies for problem solving. These techniques can be used to support the validity of the statements you write. A list of the 28 techniques can be seen by left-clicking on the following URL: www.techfortext.com web link. Subtopic: the utility and limitations of the 28 techniques and basic strategy for using them. The techniques do not have universal utility, and you must choose the techniques that are appropriate for your writing project. Each of these techniques has its utility and limitations. However, you can use multiple techniques in the same document, and sometimes more than one technique in the same argument. Some of these techniques, when used properly, will result in excellent proof and/or supporting evidence. This includes deductive and inductive reasoning, electronically recorded evidence, and citations from reliable published sources. However, a few of the techniques usually produce weak supporting evidence, such as personal observations and experiences. When this is the case, you can use additional supporting evidence, such as photographs, videos, or experimentation that confirms the observations. In this chapter, two of the techniques are discussed in detail, which are as follows. Technique 1, the conventional research and citation strategy, Topic 2. Technique 2, writing from your own knowledge and experience, and searching for published sources that support the statements you wrote, Topic 3. Topic 2. Technique 1, the conventional research and citation strategy. Technique 1 is the conventional research and citation strategies that students frequently use to write term papers. This technique is often used for research papers, PhD theses, and academic journal articles. In scientific journals, it is used with experimental evidence. Professional authors often use this technique to write scholarly articles and books. The technique involves searching for information from reliable published sources, such as journal articles, periodicals, newspapers, etc. The student or writer extracts relevant information from the sources. This information provides two primary purposes. First, it is a source of information to write a term paper, research report, dissertation, article, book, or any other document. Second, the information from the published sources is used to create citations, involving quotes and/or paraphrases. This is used to support the validity of one or more of the following: a thesis, theme, topic heading, paragraphs, or any statement or information in a document. Structure of the citations are generally based on a specific citation style, such as MLA, APA, or CMS. Subtopic: some advantages and disadvantages of techniques 1, the conventional research and citation strategy. Even if you have little or no knowledge in a subject, you can still write about it with the conventional research and citation strategy. This is because it is based on searching for information from published sources. Technique 2 is a good learning strategy because the research and writing is likely to facilitate the learning process. However, the conventional research and citation strategy in the school environment can be problematic if most of the assignments are limited to this technique. The research and related quotes and paraphrases can discourage the students from writing original material. This may also interfere with the development of creativity skills. Another difficulty occurs with this technique when instructors overemphasize incidental structural components, such as the layout of the paper and how to cite sources based on a specific citation style. This overemphasis can interfere with learning how to write interesting and useful material. The structural components of a paper are not as important as developing good writing skills. This is because structural components can easily be changed to any configuration or citation style after a paper is completed, such as with Microsoft Word or similar software. This is frequently done by editors when books and articles are accepted for publication. Subtopic: web-based articles for additional and supporting information, for Technique 2. The following is a very good resource for all aspects of writing, including APA, MLA, or the Chicago Manual of Style, Purdue Online Writing Lab OWL. Writing a research paper OWL Purdue. MLA Formatting and Style Guide OWL. APA American Psychological Association OWL. Chicago Manual of Style. OWL. Tips and Examples for Writing Thesis Statements OWL. Writing Tips, Thesis Statement. Harvard College Writing Center. How to Write a PhD Thesis. How Not to Write a PhD Thesis. How to Write a Research Paper. How to Write an A+ Research Paper. The Writer's Handbook University of Wisconsin System. How to Write a Dissertation. Finishing Your PhD Thesis, 15 Top Tips. Write a Research Paper. ESE Online Writing Center. Writing Research Papers, Rice University. How to Do Graduate Level Research, Dr. Bhaskar Krishnamakari. Citation Styles. Subtopic, Web-based Videos. For additional and supporting information, for Technique 2. How to Write a Research Paper. 8 Simple Steps. How to Write a Research Paper Fast. PhD Thesis Planning and Writing. MP4. How to Write a Research Paper. Some Reflections on Writing, Especially Dissertations. Writing a Dissertation. Doctoral Thesis Proposal Writing, 5 Tips for Perfecting Writing.